Someone who's flush with cash will tell you what unusual birthday present Drake gave DJ Khaled.
Plus, Cher and Blair Underwood have found love. But no, not with each other. We got the details.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Yes, and Tanner is out today, but back to Dish with us is singer and TV personality, the fabulous Miss Tamar Braxton.
Hey, hey, hey! I'm happy to be back. All right, what you got for us, Brett?
Okay, y'all. It was a happy, happy weekend. Our girl Portia Williams tied the knot with her boo, Simon Gubordia, in not one but two weddings. And People Magazine has the exclusive photos, darling. Now, the first wedding on Friday was a Nigerian native law and custom ceremony at the Four Seasons here in Atlanta in front of 250 guests.
Wow.
But, darling, nothing is ordinary for the P. Willie. She and Simon outdid themselves with an American church ceremony for their second wedding on Saturday, and this event was attended by 350 friends and family. When I tell you she looked amazing, like a princess, when she walked past me, a damn tear rolled down my eye.
Oh, no!
I said, come on now, girl, get yourself together. I was like, well, ain't nothing, my mascara running. She looked beautiful. Oh, my God, they looked so happy together. It was a great reception. Now, everybody had a great time.
I'm looking at the pictures, Brad, of you and honey, your bride, honey. Now, y'all looked amazing.
I don't think no one's ever going to do it like this, because, like, what Brad was telling you, when I tell you it was the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I didn't attend the traditional African joint, but I did make it to like the traditional American ceremony. Yeah. All religions were represented. There was like a Baptist preacher, Catholic.
It was a Methodist church.
Catholic boy setting stuff on fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like I think like Kanye West's choir was performing. Like, yo, it was a vibe.
Yeah,
and then the production value. You know the same stuff that burnt up Michael Jackson, them sparks?
Yes,
they had those on the dance floor.
On the dance floor at the reception at the St. Regis. Yes.
60-year-old black people who have not moved that quickly in years were scattering out of the way
every
time things would launch off, man. And Cisco from Drew Hill. Like, Drew Hill performed. Cisco did a backflip, lost his shoe, and his shoe got stuck in the chandelier. You cannot make this stuff up.
All right, all right. We're going to keep the love train moving. So in case you missed the recent smash alert, Cher has been hanging out with Amber Rose's ex, music executive Alexander Edwards. And in case you thought they was just friends, I thought they was just friends, honey.
Me too.
Miss Cher tweeted a thirst trappy pic of her much younger tenderoni in his draw at her house. Ooh, ain't that juicy? And captioned it, A.E., hang it out. Then in response to one comment, she said, who's not his heart? Hair color, diamond grill. He's kind, hilarious, smart, talented, beautiful. We're perfectly matched. Do I wish I was younger? Yeah. I'm not. Boo freaking who?
Oh.
Oh, my God, y'all. Like, it's the younger dude for me.
Come
being 74,
Cher.
You have somebody to crack your back like that?
Yeah.
I'm here for it all.
You got to crack that back, Jenny.
No, she's not. No, she's not. She old enough to be a tramp. She can be as many tramps as she want to be.
I'm here for the trampism at 74.
Yes, Cher is happy, okay?
Yes.
That's all we
okay. She's paying what she weigh, I'm
she
sure.
She said, boo freaking who, so stop your blood clot crying.
She's paying him because she said they kiss like teenagers. That means that they have chemistry, okay?
Yeah, that teenage kiss is a little different.
That teenage kiss is deep, honey.
Yeah.
You're going to be kissing with your eyes open, your teeth going to be clanking.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully hers are real.
He kisses Sonny and everybody else, I bet you. But anyway.
Okay, y'all.
Sonny passed away.
Uh-huh.
Sonny went to go be with the Lord.
He don't even know Sonny.
No, he know him, honey. Trust me, he was out, honey, when he was an egg.
No.
But anyway, y'all. Okay, y'all, honey. No things have been tense, honey, in the royal family. And my cousin Megan, honey, the Duchess of the sauce. Honey, it's trying, honey, to smooth things over. So tell y'all what you heard, honey.
Well, that's right, Gary. Well, it seems that while Meghan and Harry were in England for the Queen's funeral, she asked her sister-in-law, Kate Middleton, to appear on her podcast.
Wow.
Now, royal expert Neil Sean said, while Meghan was over here, she put out a request to the Princess of Wales to appear in a forthcoming episode of Archetypes. Now, there hasn't really been any confirmation yet, but we'll just have to sit and wait and see if this happens. But that would be the first episode I would listen to, because you know there's so much smoke going back and forth between various members of the family, so I want to see what their energy is like.
I don't think Kate's going to do it. because really? Megan can ask her anything. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? No. Like, Kate, it's the difference between Megan and Kate. Like, Kate is going to be, you know, the princess of, yeah. you know. And yeah. no, it's two different things. Like, she has to be very mute. Mm. She can't say yeah, much
she
of
She can't talk very
party. Yes.
But Megan know what out. She can say and what she can't say. And I'm sure Kate will pull Megan to the side and be like, look, bitch.
Okay.
Don't you ask me nothing about the queen.
No, okay. Don't talk about Charles okay. neither.
You said that Kate's going to turn into La Kate.
Okay.
Okay. She's going to have it for her.
Anyway, y'all, well, it looks like Blair Underwood has found love in an unexpected place.
Mm.
So he recently announced on IG that he's engaged to his friend of 41 years. Y'all. Her name is Josie Hart in the post, and he wrote, HK, can you do the honors?
You know, Blair Underwood always cool.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, real cool, lay back.
My personal highlight was walking the red carpet with my new fiance, Josie Hart. She's had my back since before I even became an actor. When a 41-year-old friendship slaps you in the back of the head and blossoms into romance, you stand up, pay attention, and step forward in gratitude. Gently forward. It begins.
That is a whole Hallmark card.
You know
it is.
Now, the reason this news sounds so trifling, I mean shocking, because Blair's new fiance was his close friend throughout his 27-year marriage to his ex-wife, Dr.
I know
Brett,
you lying.
Baby, who filed for divorce from Blair in June of last year. Now, what we talking about now?
What we talking about? That changes the whole trajectory.
The wife is upset.
Wait. Well, he didn't act on it. He just waited till the opportune time presented itself.
No, that means y'all was looking at each other backwards.
Y'all never just look at people?
No, head crack. I don't know what you talking
head
about.
Crack.
That's not going to work.
Ain't no way in hell I'm going to be with some damn body, and that's why I don't have friends. And you be talking about, you need to line up.
I knew you was going to.
Yeah, honey. No. Because you can't trust damn people. I'm with you.
Not around your boo.
And you screwing my damn man. Hell no.
But do we know why they got divorced, Blair and his first wife?
It don't matter, honey. No. You with the damn friend. But now, I will say this. If this is a consolation, I'm glad she black. But still.
Love is in all colors, darling.
Oh, yes. Hell, it is.
Well, moving on. In celebration of DJ Khaled's 47th birthday, Champagne Papi, we're not one, not two, not three, but four luxury Toto toilets.
Okay, yes.
Now, Khaled showed off the unique gifts via IG over the weekend. We also laid out some of the toilet's most notable features.
Yes.
Remote control operation, a UV light cleaning system, an air deodorizer, heated seats, tornado flush system, and more.
I don't care what y'all say. What? That's some queen.
What you mean?
You gonna give another man a toilet? Like, I wanna see you sit down, daddy.
No, that's not what it means.
That stressed me out now. You can't say stuff like that.
That's what I just did.
Now, who gonna give a damn another man a toilet?
I feel like that's some real friendship stuff.
I mean, he probably got 20 bathrooms. He gave him four toilets for the bathroom.
Well, why are you giving somebody a toilet?
Because he got everything else.
Would you give your homeboys a toilet?
Nah.
Thank you.
But why not, though?
Why?
If they have everything else?
If they have everything else. You know
and
what I'm
they
saying?
Came to your house, and that's a gift that you remember that they liked.
Especially because, like, yeah, because I'm one of those people who I like expensive as well.
Yeah.
And I do have really nice toys in my house, not the Toto, but my eyes are now open, and I'm looking into it now.
I know, that's right.
I mean, I bet you everybody wish they had a friend like the Porta Potty Poppy.
Okay.
Shout out to Drake.
Yes, shout out to you, Drake.
All right, up next, Minka Kelly have a new boo. We'll reveal who it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It's time for another Smasher. Minka Kelly is making headlines after she was spotted out with the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, Dan Reynolds. Now, they were getting cozy at a cafe in Silver Lake where they were spent over 5 hours before leaving together. Now, Dan was even seen caressing Minka's hair while he sat in the passenger seat of her car. Mm-hmm. Now, this new couple comes after the news of Dan's breakup with his wife of 10 years, Aja Volkman, and Minka split from comedian Trevor Noah.
Wow.
What y'all think of this couple?
5 hour lunch, that's very intimate, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Or bad service, depends how you slice it.
Okay.
No, 5 hours, you really enjoy each other's company.
Okay, that's really? A long time to be sitting down. Yeah, I'll be finished with my food in 15 minutes.
Ms. Minka been getting around a little bit much, though, honey. I mean, she had Trevor Noah, honey. Then she was dating this other guy.
But
I'm
you
got to
find out who else is out there for you if the first one, if it didn't work.
Well, stop taking women's husbands that have been with their husbands for 10 Jesus. Years.
They out there in the street. They broke
up. Yeah, but I don't like that. And I don't like the way you're touching her hair. I just don't like that.
How you supposed to touch it?
That's like the lowest level of PDA. It's not a kiss. It's not a front hug. It's you patting her head.
That's the start. You start touching, and then before you know it, you're touching the top of her ear, and then she's tingling.
That's how you get the sex, bro.
What's wrong with tingling?
Ain't nothing wrong with tingling.
City gang.
Tingle gang.
Tingle good. Nothing wrong with a little tingle.
Baby. You know what? I think you need a tingle.
Yeah, Gary.
Well, I guess I do, honey.
Yes.
Not from a deal.
Can't touch my ear.
My arms ain't that long. I can't be that afraid.
Set you free today.
Okay. Ain't nothing like a tangle.
We see some tinglers in here.
All right. Thanksgiving is all about serving the family a nice bread. But Cardi B was worried she may have put out too many yams.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Cardi bodied her turkey day with friends and family at her home. But before sitting down to say grace, she realized her outfit was a little too racy, tweeting, "Notice my dress is super see-through before family started arriving? God is good." But she was able to defuse a potentially awkward family dinner by putting on a nice black bra to make her more appropriate.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, yes, depending
Cardi
on who
B.
showed up at the dinner, because you don't want to be flashing grandma or mom,
it's
you know
lot.
What I mean?
Yeah. It's a lie.
But I would not put on a black bra.
What would you put on?
Because she's wearing a Chanel.
Okay.
The Chanel sheer's supposed to be worn that way, honey. I'm sure everybody came in and seen breasts.
Nobody wants
okay,
turkey.
But yeah.
At all.
But she could have put some pasties on.
There's nothing wrong with the bra. It goes with it. It looks good because the skirt part is high waist.
But it cheapens the outfit.
No.
The way she working that outfit, it still works. And if everybody was praying, my eyes would be open and I'd be looking whether she had the outfit on or not.
Yeah. Gary's just grumpy and he needs to be tickled and that's it. I think the outfit was appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad she caught it before it was too late, because that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Somebody would have told her.
Yeah.
Especially one of the older people.
Yeah.
They'd have been like, baby, your areola's showing, baby. All right, y'all, switching gears, we have an amazing update about comedy legend Jay Leno. We talked about how Jay was hospitalized after suffering burn injuries in a car accident. Well, the You Bet Your Life host is back in the driver's seat, and he performed Sunday at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California.
Oh, praise God.
Making fun of himself just 2 weeks after his accident.
Unfortunately, before he had a chance to hit the stage, he hit a parked police car.
Wow!
Oh.
Now, for someone who collects cars, he seems to have a hard time keeping them dent-free. You know, I'm seeing a pattern here, bro. Hand me the keys.
Yes.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
He just need to take Uber or get him a driver.
Yeah, he need a driver.
At this point,
he should just enjoy his cars. He has a lot of cars.
He
has a fetish for cars. And drive them on all of his property.
Yeah.
And then you could crash into your own cars. Who cares?
Exactly. Bumper cars.
You need to hit a police car, though, but we are all happy that he's back and he's doing well.
Up next, honey, we get Miss Tamar, honey, to dish on her surreal life, honey.
Ooh.
You'll come back after the break.
Yes. I need to know.
I have no comment.
Dish Nation.
And we're back. Looks like Jesse James Decker is clapping back at trolls who accuse her of photoshopping her young kids' bodies. Yes, honey. So she shared a fun group photo of her kids via IG over the weekend with the caption, "Vacation Decker style." But several Instagram users alleged that Jesse edited fake abs onto her children upon noticing their ripped bodies.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
So weird.
Okay.
Well, like a true mama bear, Jesse let the haters know that her kids are healthy, fit, and they are super active.
Yes.
Yes, they play sports and they build muscles naturally.
Boom.
Okay. Come on, Mama Bear. You better come on at the haters now.
Nah, your kids are the Incredibles.
Okay.
This is unnatural. Like, no matter how much BE outside time you do, it's not normal to see kids who have abs like this.
No,
this
they
is
do
crazy.
Have, they do have crazy abs.
Yeah, they're abolicious. But I had abs young, too, though.
But
really?
I don't think she would Photoshop their pictures.
Yeah,
come on, that's a bit much.
But now, come on, y'all. That looks too perfect.
No,
everybody got
some
abs.
Kids have abs.
Mm. Like the guy that looked like an old young Cuban man that's seen in Miami. Like, yo, this is nuts.
It's the daughter abs for me.
It's the daughter abs for me, too.
Yeah.
She
looked
like she is running track right now.
She is crunches every day. Well, y'all, moving on. Tamar, you made your return to reality TV, entering the surreal lifehouse as Tamar 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I did the surreal life in 2005, and I met some very unique and interesting people. What was your favorite moment being in this house?
You know, I really enjoyed connecting with Dennis. He was a lot of fun. August, obviously. CJ, my roommate. Yeah, that was cool. It was cool. It was a cool experience.
But did you hook up with anyone?
No, baby, I'm too saved. I was very saved in that house.
Because somebody said, allegedly, that Jada Pinkett Smith called you and told you, baby, that August was definitely there and available. So you didn't have your eyes on August Alsina?
No, I definitely didn't. There was no spark at all
whatsoever. What about Jake the Snake, Mr. Dennis Rodman?
Absolutely not.
Was it Snake? Did you see
it? I didn't see it, although most people in the house seen it.
Yeah.
They said the room went black, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah, baby, it was a cobra.
I didn't see anything. No, August and my relationship really blossomed in the house. He, like, was a younger brother to me.
Really?
Yes, yes.
So on the last episode,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your roommate.
I don't know what you mean.
August Alsina.
I don't know what
August Alsina. Revealed a different type of entanglement. Mm. Now people are saying he came out of the closet. What did you think when you saw or heard that?
Yeah. Well, since I'm Tamar 2.0, I don't have an opinion.
No. Yes.
Okay.
But you know what? The truth is, he seems very happy, and if he's happy, I'm happy. Yeah. You know? And that's that on so that.
Good. Yeah, the closet is a lonely place.
Yes, it is. Jeez. I've never been there, but.
Well, Tamar, we are so glad you survived the surreal life. And up next, a man goes viral for lighting up. But what? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. It's our last story of the day, so this is it. Okay, so one man is going viral while attending a college football game for more reasons than one. Now, initially, the football fan was captured on a Jumbotron, seemingly rolling an impressive blunt. Okay?
What?
Smoking if you got him, right? Ooh. However, after photos started surfacing of a closer shot, we realized he was actually warming up a smoked rib with a pocket lighter.
Hell no.
I don't know if this dude is a snack visionary or just a savage, but
he don't like no cold food. I know that.
I kind of respect it. You know?
I kind of respect it, too. Okay. I think he was hungry. He brought his food from home. He brought a few ribs with him. So he lit it up and warmed it up. That's hilarious.
I think these games need to be free. Because these people can't afford to buy food at the concession stand. He had to bring the rib with him to the game and stuff like that.
Sometimes they don't got
no money.
He didn't have to, probably.
It's the heating it up with a light.
He didn't want that food.
Yeah.
But this man definitely smokes weed. This is weed. This is high guy activity.
Right. He smoked before he got to the game.
And you know what, too? I hope they didn't make this video mainstream. What are white people going to think about us?
Well, I'm not mad at this man, child. When I go to a game, if I'm hungry and I got a piece of chicken or a rib with me and I got a lighter, I'm going to light that up.
Oh,
that's
my
very creative.
God. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because, Lord.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.